With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Congress voting overwhelmingly to release the government files on Jeffrey Epstein. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Acting with lightning speed on Tuesday, the House and Senate approved a bill requiring the Justice Department to publicly release the files. The congressional action happened on a single day after months of delay and attempts by President Trump not to release the documents. Since taking office, he had denounced the Epstein matter as a hoax pushed by Democrats, before saying last weekend that Republicans should approve the bill. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump is designating Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally. Here's correspondent Ken Lohrman with that story.
The president made the announcement at a White House dinner for the kingdom's crown prince, a move that aims to elevate the military relationship between the two countries. While the designation is largely symbolic, it does provide foreign partners with certain benefits in the areas of defense, trade, and security cooperation.
Now, countries with that designation also include Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Colombia, Japan, and New Zealand, among several others. Palestinian attackers stabbing an Israeli to death and wounding three others in the West Bank. Israeli soldiers then shot and killed two of those attackers. And Monday, the UN Security Council backed President Trump's plan for Gaza, which was highly welcomed by Israel but rejected by Hamas. Asian shares mostly lower in cautious trading over worries about NVIDIA and overall market frenzy over artificial intelligence technology. That all sent Wall Street stocks lower. Benchmarks declined in Tokyo and Hong Kong and Seoul. This is SRN News. Scotland may liberalize its abortion laws.
The government is considering recommendations from pro-abortion groups that call for a removal of limits on when a woman can terminate her pregnancy. Under current Scottish law, abortions are allowed up to 6 months, but only when two doctors agree that the mother's life or health are at risk. The abortion law expert group states that the country's curbs on the procedure are, quote, anachronistic, paternalistic, and don't reflect best modern practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
A warning from the outgoing mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, appearing at an event in Israel this week, saying, if I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be very concerned about my children. We need to be honest about the moment and cannot sugarcoat it. His comments come in the wake of Zahran Mamdani's victory in the mayoral election this month. He is a Muslim who's been very critical of Israel. This is SRN News. Now, the busy Thanksgiving holiday travel season is just about here. Bill Alexander reports.
Nearly 82 million Americans are set to travel between November 25th and December 1st. That's 1.6 million more than last year, once again breaking a new record for domestic travelers. That's according to AAA. The majority of Thanksgiving travelers will hit the roadways, but almost 6 million are set to take to the skies to reach their destinations. Confident the past government shutdown roadblocks are a thing of the past.
Education Department breaking off several of its main offices and giving those responsibilities to other federal agencies. An early look at how President Trump could fulfill his campaign pledge to close the department entirely. Offices that serve the nation's schools and colleges would go to various departments ranging from labor to interior. More details at srnnews.com.